From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star several lawsuits filed over the rejected Ginsberg's Foods proposed expansion will be heard in Columbia County Court Wednesday, April 1st. The food distributor's proposal was denied by the Ghent Planning Board 5 months ago. Three Article 78 proceedings were filed by county residents who live near the proposed site, and another was filed on behalf of Ginsberg's against the Ghent and Claverick planning boards over their rejection of the project. The project called for an expansion of the company's current facility on Route 66 in Ghent and the construction of a larger facility on a property in the towns of Ghent and Claverick. Read the full story in the Register Star. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential. Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch and New York State United Teachers President Karen Maggie are at odds over the union's call for a test boycott. In a discussion about the state budget and its teacher evaluation component, Maggie said Monday, March 30th, she hoped more parents with kids in grades 3 through 8 would boycott the standardized math and English tests that are used for teacher rating. The tests have become a central focus of the changes proposed to the evaluation system. Later the same day, Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch offered a rebuttal saying the tests can be especially helpful for minority children who might otherwise be lost in the system. And she pointed out that funding is at stake, too. Schools where less than 95% of the students take the assessments can lose federal funding. The Regents and State Education Department will take on the task of revising and reforming teacher evaluation systems, according to the latest version of the budget. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail, the town of Durham is getting more bandwidth. Arnie Cavallera, representing Mid-Hudson Data Corps and NYAir, spoke at a recent meeting of the town board about upcoming improvements to internet access to the town of Durham, East Durham, and Cornwallville. Cavallaro said, quote, "The three towers we have that serve Durham, at least one of those, if not more, are going to get enhancement of new technology," unquote. Once the upgrade is complete, the older technology, such as the town-owned tower, will not serve much of a purpose anymore. Cavallaro has some ideas on relocating the tower after the upgrade. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. For the local weather today, there's a chance of rain mainly after 5 p.m. with increasing clouds, the high near 46. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday night, a chance of rain mainly before 7 p.m., cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing, with a low around 23, chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 44. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 56. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. And Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Friday night, rain likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:38 a.m. and sunset today at 7:20 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 41 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fifth Tuesday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The only meeting we have is the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Committee special meeting at 5 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.